Well, that's who crime labs a lot of times in big murder cases hire is archaeologist or physicist in your persuasion, because they the crime labs aren't advanced enough in this study to be able to specifically get answers, but you guys are.
Right. Listen, I need to interject one thing occurred to me. In archaeology in general, and archaeometry in particular, we are very careful about the what's called the provenience of materials that we analyze. In this case, a lot of the evidence has been destroyed, as you mentioned. It's shipped off, literally melted in Asia for recycling.